Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we start this hour with Steve Mariucci. It's going to be a 95-70 game insider for us all season long for the second or third season in a row. I should say, Mucci, it's good to hear from you, man. Training camp is around the corner.
Vontae, how you doing? How you doing, guys? Matt?
All right.
Daryl.
How are you?
I call you Daryl or the Guru? What is it?
Call me Guru, Mooch. I feel like I know you. Call me Guru.
Okay. I call Vontae Guru, too. You know, he's got all the answers. But anyway, good to be on with you guys.
Do not lie to the masses, Moochie. I have no answers like you. We're talking Niners here. Obviously, 10 days away from players reporting to training camp and 9 days away from them hitting the practice field. And look, it's a big year. You know how it is. And with the San Francisco 49ers organization, expectations are high. Now, I know they've been down in recent years, especially since they moved to Levi's Stadium, but man, it seems like it's not only a big year for John Lynch, for Kyle Shanahan, but the quarterback as well, Jimmy Garoppolo. We've only seen him for 10 games. Mucci, we got to see him on the field and play some football.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see him. You're not putting all these guys on the hot seat, are you?
Not yet. The seat's warm.
Tell the truth, Vontae.
Seat's warm, Mucci. The seat's heating up.
They're doing a good job, and it's got to all come together. You know, they got to be a little lucky, too, because of the injuries that they've had over the last year or two. And so, you know, I think they're all on track. I really do. You mentioned lately they haven't been what they want to be in 49er land. You know, they've got four seasons in a row of 10 losses or more, and that just doesn't cut it there. But, I think they're going to come out of that. They've got a pretty darn good roster right now. And like I said, you know, they're trying to keep everybody healthy. You know what the Rams did last year? It was really interesting because you always wonder how much you play your guys in the preseason games, right? How much is enough? How much is too much? You know, risk injury. Well, the Rams didn't even play their guys in preseason games last year. They ended up going to the Super Bowl. And they did that because they wanted to keep everybody fresh and healthy and not take too many chances and open the season with a pretty complete team. And so I think the Niners have got to have Jimmy Garoppolo and all kinds of guys they've added to a supporting cast in a real good way. But we'll see how fast they come. They're still a very young team.
Steve, you brought this up about are these guys on the hot seat? Is a coach on a hot seat? Is he feeling pressure? What does that feel like? I mean, how does it manifest itself in your day-to-day if – you're either feeling pressure or you feel like you're on the hot seat. Is it something you even pay attention to?
You act like I've been on the hot seat before.
Well, just once, probably. Every coach is on it once, right?
I was born on the hot seat, okay? And so, you know what? Nobody puts more pressure on a coach or a GM or a player, for that matter, than themselves, okay? Yeah, the media, they can just say, hey, the hot seat guy, winner, whatever. But believe me, these people that are in the arena with Kyle and John and Robert Saleh, who happens to be from the Northern Michigan University where I'm from, they ignore the noise, right? But they put their own pressure on. They work hard as they possibly can every single day, and they let the chips fall where they may. So you don't have time to dwell on it or think about it. You just do your job the best way you can. And if your roster is good enough, and if your guys stay healthy enough and catch the ball and tackle the guy they should, then you got a chance to get back to the playoffs, and I think the Niners do.
Mooch, that's good news. I like to pick your brain. You've been a leader of men, and I want to talk to you about Nick Bosa. And we know there was a little noise with his political beliefs, but he's a part of the Niners. They drafted him. He came in, had the hamstring strain. He's unsigned. and I'm rooting for him because I'm rooting for the Niners. I want to ask you, is there the fact that he's unsigned, would you say, you know what, son, you haven't got off to a good start, or is the slate still clean, nothing to see here?
Well, first of all, political issues, you know, when you have a locker room that has 60 guys in it or 80 guys in it right now early with camp, and you're going to have different political views, you're going to have different religions, different race, colors, and creeds, and everything else. It's the most diverse group in team sports, okay? And that's just how it is. So those things are superficial. Those things don't go onto the field. Those things are such that, you know, you become a teammate. You put the same helmet on as everybody else, and you have one common cause, and you have one, you know, narrow focus, is that to win games together. So that's where they are right now. That's what matters. And, yeah, Nick Bosa, he had a hammy early. He only played 11 games in college because he came out early and he had some injuries prior to that. So he's got to find a way to stay healthy and stay on the field. But, boy, you know, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy, right? And you know, you take him on one edge and Dee Ford on another edge from Kansas City, and you've got some bookends, man. And then with all the other defensive linemen that they've been drafting in the first round over the last 3-4 years, you're talking about a group on defense that you have those guys get off the bus first because they're pretty impressed. And I think.
Uh-oh, we lost Smooch there. Steve Mariucci here on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Steve Mariucci will be with us all season long during the football season here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz, Daryl DeGuru Johnson, and Bonta Hill. Mooch, looking at this division, you look at the quarterbacks in the division. You brought up Jared Goff and L.A. Rams. Russell Wilson up there in Seattle. They seem to never go away. They reinvent themselves every season. And then in Arizona, the new hotshot, Kyler Murray, and the Arizona Cardinals, and Cliff Kingsbury bringing his air raid system down to Arizona. How tough is this division for the 49ers? Like, we see the Rams, and we know the issues with Todd Gurley coming off possibly the Super Bowl hangover. Realistically, where do you see the Niners ending up in this division if everybody is healthy?
Yeah, definitely closing the talent gap, the roster gap. The Niners improve their roster, I think, dramatically. And when you have a good football team like the Rams do, you know, it's hard to keep it all together. You know, the guys' contracts come up, and all of a sudden they get taken away from them. So the Rams are a good football team. They're very young. I like their receiving core. I like their young quarterback, Jared Goff from Cal. From Marin Catholic in the Bay, and Sean is a good coach. They've got a chance, and they're the favorite. There's no doubt about that. But you look at Russell Wilson up there in Seattle, and he's one of the studs in our league. There's no doubt about that. But they, too, now are you know, there's only three guys left on that Seattle Seahawks team that went to those Super Bowls a few years ago. This is a new roster, man. This is you got Russell Wilson and you've got just a couple guys that, you know, Doug Baldwin's gone, and Legion of Boom is gone, and you know they're kind of retooling everything, trying to surround Russell Wilson, who's got the highest contract in the league, with enough weapons, and they're trying to find a number one receiver, just like the Niners are. The Niners are trying to find that guy. The Raiders found that guy. Sometimes you got to pay a lot of money to find the number one receiver. But I think the Seattle Seahawks will be good because of Russell Wilson. But their talent, especially on defense, is not the same as it used to be. They lost Frank Clark now again. They're just being a little bit depleted. So the Niners will close the gap there. And then you got Kyler Murray over there at Arizona. That last year, let's just face it, they were a bad football team. And they're just last in every offensive category. They're trying to figure out. Cliff Kingsbury runs a college offense, and it'll be perfect for Kyler Murray, but we'll see if that works. It's going to be an experiment, really. We're talking about a guy with no NFL experience with Cliff, and a young college quarterback who's exciting as heck, see if they can play well against these good defenses. So it's a good division, but the Niners certainly have closed the gap on the Rams.
Steve, what would it take to get you back on the sidelines as a head coach?
Oh, like $10 million a year or something like that. I don't know. I'm kidding. Why don't you guys laugh at that one?
I got you a little chuckle.
Are you done coaching? Have you ruled it out for forever?
Well, I've been coaching the Under Armour High School All-American game for 10 years, and Kyler Murray was a quarterback on my team, and Dwayne Haskins and all these Under Armour kids. But so I kind of get my coaching fix in 1 week between Christmas and New Year's usually. I love what I'm doing. I don't feel like I have to get back into coaching. I certainly don't want to move again. Hey, guys, I moved my wife 18 times. When you're a coach.
Are you serious?
18?
Wow.
You're a nomad, and you move your kids from school to school and pediatrician to pediatrician, and it's just hard on the family. It's easy for the coach. You show up and talk ball. But the family is tough, and I don't want to move again to the other side of the country or wherever. Away from my family now that's, mostly settled here in California. So when you're in television, as you know, you can live anywhere you want. And you just show up at your shows. And so that's what I do. We're mostly in L.A. and then sometimes at the site of the games.
Now, we're going to have a lot of fun this season talking to you, yeah. Mooch. I cannot wait to talk some football with you. And, of course, watch you on television down there at the NFL Network. You guys have a lot of fun there with Michael Irvin and Rich Eisen and the rest of the game. Moochie, it's so good to hear your voice. You know football's coming around.
I'm looking forward to this. We'll do this again soon, huh?
Absolutely. Every single week, Steve Mariucci, former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, Cal Bears, and the Detroit Lions. He'll join us every single week here on BSNG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.